Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 28th of August. The US releases another official estimate of second quarter GDP. There will be tweaks in the detail, but of course this is a number that will be revised further in the future. The middle-income US consumer started this year with a strong balance sheet, generally speaking, and that has allowed spending to continue. The pattern of spending has, of course, been altered by expectations around policy, but that shifting demand has generally continued to favour second quarter activity. An important consideration for consumer spending in any economy is the sense of job security for those in employment. To that end, the US continuing jobless claims data remains an important number to monitor, although it gives an incomplete picture of the overall US labour market. The economic impact of a hiring freeze is less significant than the economic impact of an increased pace of firing. We also hear from US Federal Reserve Governor Waller today, who is speaking on monetary policy and the economic outlook. Waller was, of course, one of the dissenting governors in favour of a rate cut, and whatever motivated that dissent is unlikely that circumstances behind Waller's decision will have changed in the course of the last few weeks. The remarks are made after US markets have closed. Waller will also be taking questions. In Europe, politics are still playing out. The Dutch government survived a confidence vote. In France, Prime Minister Bayrou is planning to hold negotiations with lawmakers ahead of the 8th of September confidence vote, focused on proposed government savings. French bond yields have already increased relative to other European government bonds. While bond market problems are normally preceded by political crises, it's worth remembering that France, as an economy, has a great deal of private wealth that can be mobilised into bonds over time. Considering government debt without considering what lies on the other side of the economic balance sheet will generally give an incomplete picture. The Bank of Korea did not reduce interest rates overnight, which was in line with market expectations, but it is giving hints that accommodation may come in the future. The statement made reference to the health of domestic demand at a time when the external economic outlook for Korea is less certain. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.